The story of Hugo Chavez is one of a leader who has strived to amass greater personal power within a weak democratic system. Jonathan Becker is Dean and Associate Professor of Political Studies at Bard College. He argues that Hugo Chavez is not the only one who's trying to do that. He argues that Chavez is part of a new brand of political leaders called new authoritarians. And Jonathan Becker is here now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Well, what do you mean by new authoritarians? How do they differ from the old ones?
They differ from the old ones because they're not setting up personal dictatorships or one-party states or purely military regimes. These are people whose goal is to preserve their rule or strengthen their power. They want, however, to have domestic and international legitimacy that comes with things like elections, and therefore they hold elections and plebiscites like Chavez did in order to strengthen their power and preserve their rule.
Who are some other examples?
Well, I think that Vladimir Putin, whose party, United Russia, was very successful yesterday in Russia's election, is sort of the patron saint of the new authoritarians. But there's others spread throughout the world, especially in the former Soviet space, Aliyev or Mugabe in Zimbabwe, or others spread throughout the former Soviet space.
Would you put Pervez Musharraf of Pakistan in that breed?
Absolutely, although he's on a different side of the authoritarian curve. He is actually putting himself up for elections and stepped down from the military as a means of preserving his power. But absolutely, Musharraf is another case of this person who's seeking democratic legitimacy through elections, but at the same time trying to control the process.
So they control the process how? By rigging the elections or
no,
by other means?
Yeah, there are a number of means. I think, first of all, it's important to understand that they attempt more subtle means of control. The favorite method is controlling television, which in most of these countries is the most important form of communications. They also often alter electoral processes. That is, they limit the opportunity of other parties to campaign or to be on the ballot. They use vast administrative resources to support their candidates. They disqualify other people. It's important to remember, though, that they do accept a certain amount of risk in order to get this legitimacy. Therefore, for example, Chavez lost this referendum yesterday. That doesn't mean that Chavez is out of power. He's still in power until 2012, and it doesn't mean that he's not going to try again to reassert greater power. But they do accept some degree of uncertainty while using vast resources to support themselves.
And it's worth noting that Chavez, until very recently, enjoyed broad popular support. Vladimir Putin certainly does.
Yeah, many of them are actually popular for a couple of reasons. In some cases, they've actually done things which the population supports, especially economically. That's certainly the case in Russia, where Putin took over after disaster of the Yeltsin years. And Chavez, through the price of oil, as Putin, has done fairly well for the population as a whole. But that doesn't mean that they are popular forever, and they want to create circumstances in which they can rule even if their popularity goes down.
You know, dictatorships and authoritarianism, it's obviously nothing new in world politics. Do you see an increase, though, in the amount, the number of world leaders who are, as you call them, the new authoritarians?
Yeah, I think there's two important issues here. First, with the end of the Cold War, now being able to call oneself democratic is almost necessary in the international sphere. The second thing is, especially since the colored revolutions of Ukraine, the Orange Revolution in Ukraine, the Rose Revolution in Georgia, leaders are on edge, and they're realizing that having some competition could put them in greater danger. So they are clamping down even more, and I think Russia is a case of this, where they've learned that these authoritarians are learning from places where other rulers have been overthrown, and they're asserting themselves more and more.
Jonathan Becker, Dean of Political Studies at Bard College. His article, Putin and the Dawn of the New Authoritarians, is in The Globalist. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.